So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome back to the 411. I am your host, Miles Sprong, and I am joined here by Lorelai Smith.
Hello!
And Lana Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis? Thanks for the intro, brother. I love it.
Oh, you're so welcome. I am pumped. I am here. I am ready. I'm making it through school. We are coming up on the we're creeping up on the final days. And this could be, maybe, potentially, possibly, the last episode of the 411 for the year. I don't know how Tuesday is going to work out with my final schedule, so we'll see. But we're going to hold out optimism. We're going to say this is the penultimate episode and not the last one. Of course, we will be coming back next year. Well, at least me and Lorelai Smith will. But unfortunately, Big Nelly won't. It makes me very sad.
It's okay, buddy. You have an invite to my graduation
party. I do. I do have an invite, and I'm very happy that I had the honor, the pleasure of receiving such thing.
I won't be back next year either.
Bro, you're hurting his feelings
right now. I'm so sorry.
You tell me I have to find new...
I'm so sorry.
I'll just do it myself. I'll just...
You just sit here and talk to yourself for an hour?
You know what? I do that every day. It's not really a different time for me. But yeah, so we're creeping up on the final days. Hopefully not the last episode, but we'll see how finals work out. So let's just jump into some MLB news really quickly. We'll just go, you know, division standings today. So in the NL Central, my team, the Milwaukee Brewers, still on top, but the Cubs are close with half a game behind. Both are kind of on a cold streak right now. I mean, the Cubs more than the Brewers. Okay, you know what? There was no need for that. But, yeah, and then Pirates, 5.5 games back. Then the Reds, oof, 7 games back already.
How do you feel about that?
Tied for last in the division.
Hey, we're always rebuilding, so it's another year. It's another
It's all good.
Go Reds.
And the, go Reds. And then in the NL East, Phillies are on top of the division. I'm pretty sure they still have the best winning percentage in the MLB. And then below them, 2 games back, are the Atlanta Braves. And then next, 8.5 games back are the Washington Nationals, who aren't, like, terrible, but they're not good either. You know who is terrible? The Miami Marlins. They are 11-32. Yikes. And then for the NL West, Dodgers on top. And it's not even close. We're just going to move on from that. AL East, the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees are tied for first place, with Boston being the next team, which are 5.5 games back. Then in the AL Central, Cleveland's on top, Minnesota a game back, and then the Royals a game and a half back. Then the AL West, the Seattle Mariners on top, which is very surprising for the year. And then the Texas Rangers, game and a half back, and the Oakland Athletics, 4.5 games back. There are your MLB standings updates. Hoorah!
Yippee!
Yes, sir.
Yippee! Okay, so let's get into some news here.
What, you don't like the Mario noises?
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Okay, anyway. It's a lot. So,
That's what we do on the 411.
So, okay, let's just get what we to the do news, on please. The 411.
It's a news show, Lorelai. This isn't.
I don't know. I think this is perfect. We should just make Yahoo noises for the next 40 minutes.
Something good happens, I go, Wahoo!
Yeah, that might be in short supply.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah. I think the beef has gone too far, guys.
Oh, we're back on this.
Yes, because something happened. Apparently, there was a firearm incident outside of Drake's house last week. And a person was hospitalized with serious injuries. It wasn't Drake. But, yeah, I think this might be going too far, guys. I think that's enough.
I think we need to stop.
I think Drake and Kendrick just need to kiss and make up, hug and make up. handshake and make up, whatever they want.
Give a little smooch.
Give each other a little smooch. Like, how can you really make amends with someone if you aren't smooching them? You know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay, you're bringing it back. You're bringing it back to the marathon.
Oh, yeah, the marathon. Yeah, that was great. In case you missed it, Landon was leaving, and I asked him for a goodbye kiss, and Mr. Easter looked at me very dumbfoundedly. It was great. All right, so let's move on.
That was very funny.
So, like, a piece of, like, good news, I guess, for all you gamers out there. You a gamer?
I'm a gamer.
Lorelai Smith.
You're a Nintendo gamer, correct?
I'm a Nintendo gamer, yeah.
The way she said Nintendo. Nintendo.
Well, guess what?
What?
This fiscal year, Nintendo will be releasing their next console. Or revealing their next console.
Oh. Yeah. I don't really care.
Oh. Okay.
I might get it. I might get it. I've grown up on Nintendo consoles.
Okay, I thought you would be more excited about that. But whatever. You Woo-hoo! Know what? There we go. There Perfect. We go. That's the enthusiasm we need. But yeah, so Nintendo will be revealing their next console this fiscal year, so by March 2025. And
if
you know,
it's another remake of the Switch.
It won't be another remake of the Switch. And if it is, we riot.
I
have a lot of things to say about Nintendo, and if it's just another remake of the Switch, then
I will be disappointed.
I will hate them forever. But
I like the Switch, but we don't need more of it.
Exactly. But, like, the Switch has been one of the best-selling consoles of all time, I'm assuming, based on the sheer popularity that it has.
Because I can take it places with me.
That, and it's cheaper than a regular console.
Yes.
Even though it's got, you know, worse graphics, catalog isn't as expansive. So you kind of get a bang for your buck, you know?
Well, if you play the same games over and over again, it's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, so they'll be revealing their next console, and hopefully it's not another remake of the Switch. Even though this year they've sold 16 million Switch consoles,
already?
Which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, and more vandalism, guys. Drake's London OVO store, someone spray painted the words "They Not Like Us" on it, in references to Kendrick's song.
Oh.
It's going too far, y'all. So, Marvel Studios announced that, Bob Iger from Marvel Studios, so I think he's like the chairman, he's something important, announced that their movie output is reducing down to 2 TV shows a year and 2 to 3 movies per year.
Maybe they can actually work on their writing.
Yeah, instead of, you know, the Marvels, because we know how amazingly that performed at the box office. It's not like it was one of the biggest superhero flop movies of all time.
What are you saying? It was amazing. I loved that movie.
I didn't even see it.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The Marvels.
The Marvels.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's like the Captain Marvel. It's kind of like the Captain Marvel sequel, but with like extra people. It's with like Ms. Marvel and Monica Rambeau.
Oh.
It did very poorly.
Very poorly at the box office, yes.
What was that one movie? She was like Spider-Girl.
Oh, Madame Web.
That one did poorly as well.
Yeah. That's a Sony movie, but yeah, that was awful from what I heard. I'm not even going to watch it.
The trailers looked good, and then I heard that it was terrible.
I heard it was an interesting concept that could have worked with better writing.
Yes. That's what superhero movies need nowadays. Better writing.
What's the really bad line from the trailer? Hold on.
Wait, what?
Line.
You know what a good superhero movie is nowadays? The Spider-Verse movies. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I'm trying to find the... Here we go. This, in the trailer, this was the infamous line that was made fun of at the Oscars. It was made fun of by all of... X. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died. No, it wasn't even like that. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Is that how it was read?
Pretty much, honestly.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it was atrocious. So, like, everyone was making fun of it. And, like, and apparently the line wasn't even in the movie. I'm assuming, you know.
They probably took it out after that.
I was going to say, they probably took it out of the movie. But, like, that's just
wild.
Phenomenal writing right there. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died. Like, just, I just put a whole, can we get more exposition in one sentence? I would love that. Whatever. All right. So, Apple, you know Apple, we love Apple, or at least yeah. I do. I have an iPhone.
I do as well.
It's pretty sick. I like my iPhone.
Mine takes horrible photos.
Get a better camera then.
I have an 11.
Skadoosh.
Okay, I have an 11.
What? Skadoosh. What?
Yeah, like Jack Black.
Skadoosh.
What models are your guys' phones?
14.
14.
Got the old 11 Pro right here.
It's all good. I had a 7 Plus until my 14.
Womp, womp.
I had a 6 before this.
Not on your phone, Landon. On the womp, womp.
I got this back in 7th grade.
Oh, yeah. Back there in 7th grade. We got there back there on 7th grade.
Back there before COVID happened.
Okay,
got it back in 7th grade.
Okay, guys. Let's get back to the
Okay, so anyway, Apple. We know Apple. We love Apple. Jeremiah Penrod is rolling around right now. I was kidding. I don't know what he's doing. But
he has his earbuds in there.
But yeah, so the new iPad... The new iPad Pros are Apple's thinnest devices ever, even thinner than the iPod Nano. Which, like, how? How are you getting thinner than the iPod Nano?
Next up... they're going to be as thin as a sheet of paper.
You know what? That'd actually be kind of sick.
You could just pick them up and they flop back and forth.
No, but they're completely rigid. That would be so cool. Like, it's like just got the thickness of paper. You still got the camera in there, the charging port. That would be so cool.
That'd be a really small charging port, though.
Do you think? Yeah. You'd have to have, like, really good hand-eye coordination to get that in there. Or depth. Perception.
You'd get it on. Instead of it being on the side, it'd be on the top where, like, the camera is.
Yeah. Like,
you'd
have
to plug it in that way.
You know, technology sometimes is just bad.
Do you remember
you know?
The mouse they made?
What?
You remember the Apple mouse? I think it's still a thing.
The magic mouse?
You have to charge it on the bottom, so you can't use it while it's charging.
That's so stupid. No, I didn't know that. That's actually really dumb.
Yeah, it was a pretty big design flaw.
Yeah, I would say so.
What's our next topic?
What's our next
topic? I'm trying to fill the air.
Had to get a little sippy sip of water in there. So, Boy Scouts of America.
Yep, heard about this.
They're changing their name. Because, you know, they let girls in now. So, it's no longer Boy Scouts of America. It's just called Scouting America. Which, like, I don't know if I, like, you know, I'm cool with them changing the name. Does it have to be, like, a dumb name? I don't like Scouting America. You could just be...
Scouts of America.
I was going to say, you could just take off the boy. You could just say Scouts of America. That's all you really need.
Yeah, that's all you...
Like, But yeah, so the Boy Scouts of America is undergoing a transformation, announcing a name change to Scouting America to emphasize inclusion and past turmoil and declining membership. The rebrand aims to make all youth feel welcome, reflecting the evolving nature of scouting. Despite some criticism and legal battles with the Girl Scouts, the organization hopes to attract new members and continue its legacy of shaping future leaders. So, yeah, totally cool with the name, or totally cool with the name change. Don't like the name. Let's just keep it Scouts of America.
Were you guys ever Boy Scouts?
Yup.
I was a Girl Scout. And I sold cookies.
You sold cookies?
Yeah.
I think you mean sold. Sold isn't a word.
Sorry. My English isn't working. Landon, were you a Boy Scout? Did you sell popcorn? That's what they sold, right?
Yeah. That's what they sold.
So, Sold, I said that time.
Sold.
You said sold.
I meant sold.
Let's spell
sorry.
It together.
S-E-O-O-L-D.
Good job, Miles.
I thought we were spelling sold.
It's okay.
S. I was not a Boy Scout. S-M-E-L-L-E-D. Smelled.
Okay.
No.
I was not a Boy Scout. I was never a Boy Scout. I always wanted to be a Boy Scout, but...
You know, I liked Cub Scouts, then we got the Boy Scouts, and I was like, nah, I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was something fun I did in Girl Scouts? Oh, I went to a concert. You know the lady...
He's just yawning.
You know the lady that, she's like, sending deep waves in the ocean. You know that song?
What?
You know that song?
Rachel Platt.
I went and saw her sing.
Is that her name?
I don't know, but I knew it was that song. That's all I can remember. And my feet, and I didn't wear boots, and it was had been raining really hard.
Rachel Platt. Yeah, I was right.
And I went home in my tennis shoes, and my feet were just crusted over in mud, and it was awful.
Crusted over mud.
It was
mud crusted soles.
But I went and watched that concert with some of my Girl Scout friends.
Rachel Platten, where did she go? She kind of just disappeared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's probably super rich from that song, though. All right. Let's keep her moving here. So Kevin Feige, you know Kevin Feige. He's the executive producer on most Marvel movies.
The legal.
So you're listening to 411 here on WBDG-FM HD1 Indianapolis. Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. I'm joined here by Lori Smith and Landon Nelson. We're talking about the MCU. Whew. Okay.
That's really good, dude.
I know. I'm amazing at what I do. Kevin Feige, who's an executive producer on Marvel movies, says that he's embracing the underdog role. So, like, he's a president of Marvel. Not a producer. So I know that like they had a bad 2023, but when has the Marvel Cinematic Universe or just Marvel Studios in general ever been the underdog?
Who are they the underdog to?
I don't know.
Do you remember that movie? It was called Underdog, and it was like this superhero dog, and he was like a...
Oh, and it was voiced by Jason Lee?
Yeah.
Never fear, Underdog is here.
I loved that show as a kid.
Yeah, it was...
For some reason.
Did you know it's one of the lowest rated superhero movies on Rotten Tomatoes ever?
Really?
Yep.
I watched the stupidest things as a kid. I loved Romeo and Juliet. And I recently rewatched it, and I'm like, what was I watching?
Yeah, I was going to say, you liked that movie?
I loved it, because I loved the Crocodile Rock at the end.
Oh,
it's a great song.
I vibed to that.
It's an amazing show.
Yep.
He said, yep.
But, yeah, so I don't know if the MCU's ever been an underdog. Like, maybe, you know, when they were just starting out. But they never will be an underdog ever again, even if they have, you know, some bad performing movies. I don't know. Very strange to me. So Jeremy Renner, another MCU thing, which is kind of weird, but Jeremy Renner, had a snowplow accident last year, actually died for a moment. His heart just straight up stopped beating for a couple minutes, and he broke 38 bones. 38 bones. That's crazy. But
wow.
Yeah, interesting little fact shared by Mayor of Kingstown co-star Michael Beach. So the Netflix show Baby Reindeer has been going insanely, or not, or hasn't been going viral, but it's been, you know, very much watched. Okay, let me just read this. Baby Reindeer, the hit Netflix show where the series follows a man's real life where he's being terrorized by a stalker. And do you know Piers Morgan?
Sounds familiar. I probably know his face.
It's this dude.
Yes.
Yeah. So he got an interview with the real life stalker.
So okay, I know what we're talking about now.
Not the actress that played the stalker in the show, like the real life stalker. And I'm sure that was incredibly interesting, and I've been meaning to listen to it. And I've been meaning to watch the show, too. I've heard it's really good. But
I have a segment of news for you. Did you hear about the little portal in New York to, like...
You know, I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a portal between... Or there's a portal between New York and Dublin. So one side has a camera has a camera that goes to the other place. And
it's like this giant portal.
Yeah, it's very... One side has a camera. The other side, you see what the other... Or what the people on the other place are doing.
Yeah.
And...
They're sending threats through it now.
Yeah, they were showing some crazy stuff. Like, they were talking about, like, R.I.P. or Dublin was talking about R.I.P. Pop Smoke, who I think was from New York.
Yes, he is.
Yes, and he recently passed away. Like,
yeah, a
couple years ago.
Yeah,
in 2020. Like, so yeah, he was born in New York. So, you know, all kind of, you know, touchy topic, but then they went, like, even further. And then they showed, like, and then someone just flashed a picture of the September 11 terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers. And it's like, what are you doing?
Like, why do you think that's okay?
Like, I was telling my dad about this, and he said, you know, that right there shows more than anything on how much the rest of the world hates America.
Yep.
Which honestly is so true. But, or not, you know, everyone, but a majority. But,
people.
But, yeah, so, like, I don't know what the artist that made this thing was thinking. Did he think, oh, yeah, everyone's gonna be really wholesome and friendly? No, 9/11. Boom. Like, what? That's just...
It's an interesting social experiment, too.
Yeah, but still, it's just dumb.
Because you get the first bit of it. Like, the first few hours of it, it's like, oh, everyone's like, oh, this is cool. Let's be wholesome and stuff. And then you get within a couple of days of it.
And yeah.
And it's, like, threats through it.
Like,
I
don't know, man. Oh, my Lord. We just can't stop. On going too far. An intruder tried to break into Drake's mansion. Oh my goodness. Oh. That's all I'm going to say about that. But so little interesting thing about independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy. Doctors found a dead worm in his brain. Oh. So he faced health challenges including memory loss and mercury poisoning allegedly caused by a brain invading worm and excessive fish consumption. Okay.
Yeah, it can happen because the way that mercury works and certain types of pollutants within the ecosystems, they get into one organism and then they can be passed down. And the further up the food chain, the more amount of the bad stuff that is in the body that it consumes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Lorelai dropping the knowledge over here on the 411.
That's from environmental science.
Good job, Lorelai.
I didn't take that class. I didn't take that class. But yeah, so...
Don't do it to yourself. His
campaign asserted his robust health, and he adjusted his lifestyle and emphasized his vigor on the campaign trail. So, yeah.
Wahoo!
Hooray! So, a new Lord of the Rings movie has been announced for 2026 by Warner Bros. Announcement follows the success of the Rings of Power TV show's first season from 2022 on Amazon Prime. We don't need another movie, thank you. You know.
I could care less.
I didn't, you know. Controversial opinion. I didn't like those movies. I fell asleep like 4 times. But, you know. So, recently Helldivers 2, which is a very popular video game, got into a lot of controversy.
Womp womp. Sorry. I can't
you have
stop.
To stop, ma'am.
Sorry, the ADHD
ma'am,
is,
you have to
the
stop.
ADHD is bad
ADHD
today.
Is bad.
It's but bad today.
Their community manager has reportedly been fired after encouraging players to review bomb the game. So give them, you know, terrible ratings and all that. to, you know, lower the game's sales because of, I'm trying to remember what the exact controversy was. It was something along the lines of, you know, you're playing Helldivers 2, you're having a great time, but then, like, they made an update to where you had to link your Steam account with your PlayStation, or with a PlayStation Network account, so that, like, it essentially was only exclusive to PlayStation players at that point. So, like, the game was essentially, like, just controlled by Sony, I guess. Because they're getting new accounts made, and it's, you know, it's a whole thing. It's very, you know, greedy business work by my favorite gaming company. So that's a little unfortunate, but, you know, it's all good. Yeah. And then they ended up changing their mind, and they ended up removing that after, you know, everyone went crazy. Yeah. You know, everyone went crazy.
Actually, maybe this isn't the best idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, the guy got fired because he was telling everyone to, like, just hate on the game. All right. So Young Sheldon this week had its series finale. We're getting no longer or no more.
No. And I'm going to see the clips on YouTube Shorts.
You know what? I was going to talk more, but we're just going to move on. Oh, never mind. Landon Nelson's got a fun fact.
Really watched Young Sheldon.
I've never watched it. I've seen the clips on YouTube.
I watched the first season. It was pretty good. I meant to continue watching it, but then
government teacher and project citizen teacher said that I am Young Sheldon because I love trains.
That's so true. He does love trains.
So
he has the whole model train thing
said,
in his
you
garage.
You would love Young Sheldon. You are Young Sheldon because you love trains. Shout out to Miss McClellan.
My dad said we're going to get you a train set for your grad party.
If that actually is, I will probably cry. Like, that'll be the greatest graduation party gift ever. Forget the money. Like, honestly, there's just a model train. Like, I'm like, Landon, my mom's like, Landon, you have people to talk to. Forget them. I'm with my mom.
It's like Christmas morning.
You're going to give you a graduation smooch.
Moving on, what were we going to say about Young Sheldon?
Oh, there was no more about Young Sheldon, but Justin Bieber announced that he's having his first child with his wife, Haley. So
that child's going to have a great life, guys.
Congrats to them. No, you know what? Jay Biebs has got some redemption. I have a Justin Bieber shirt, and it was imperative to our success in show choir this year, and I will tell you why. Starting last year, my mom got this Justin Bieber shirt as a joke, and I for like $3. And then I started wearing it as like an undershirt because you couldn't really, or because if you like flip it inside out, you can't really see Justin Bieber, because it's just Justin Bieber's face, and then it just says Bieber. It's great, but so starting at the Lawrence Central Classic last year, I started wearing this shirt. And we started doing really well. I was like, okay, this is interesting. So then, start of this year, I wear it to every competition. And we either got first or second in every competition. So
Justin Bieber for the win!
Justin Bieber.
The way she said that, Justin Bieber for the win, baby!
So Justin Bieber was imperative to the success of Plainfield Bells and Bells.
You're just singing, baby, baby.
Okay, well, it wasn't singing anything.
Ma'am, and this is when we just...
Just turn my mic off.
This is when
just let
we
me be
just...
This is like the America's Got Talent, Simon Cowell immediately.
Yeah, perfect.
Never mind.
America's Got No Talent? Is that what you were going to say?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say America's Got ADHD.
I would win that.
Because she's over here going insane.
Guys, the 411 mornings are sometimes my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty great, isn't it?
This is pretty interesting. That's okay. I think I'm just going to stick with that.
NASA is beginning a project to build a railway station on the moon.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Sign me up. I'm landing on the moon, people. Let's go.
And someone said, we really got railways on the moon before GTA 6.
Yep, but sign me up. We're going to the moon,
Landon,
baby.
Landon is moving to the moon, guys.
I'll probably die.
You know what? Me too.
I'd probably die.
You'd need a space suit. You wouldn't die. You could be like Vector. You could be like Vector on the moon.
Perfect.
No, you know, like from Despicable Me.
He's just dancing.
Yeah,
and you'd he's be, vibing.
No. You'd be vibing with your train.
Dude, that'd be freaking my train. No, imagine a train on top of the moon. Just
they call it the Landon Nelson too.
What?
What?
Big Nelly Express.
There we go. The Nelly.
That's better than
the moon. Yeah, Big Nelly Express.
No, but that'd be so awesome. Sign me up. No, I probably wouldn't go to the moon. I'd probably just, I don't know. I'd probably just like.
You get some binoculars and you watch it go around the moon.
No.
Do you think we would be able to see, do you think it would affect the way we see the moon at night?
Probably. Anyways, EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Heck yeah, it's in the game.
EA Sports.
Well, you know, they're coming out with their insanely highly anticipated College Football 25 Woo! Sometime later this summer.
Yeah.
But. They might be doing something a little bad.
Oh, no.
Which, like, what else is new? But they're considering putting ads in their next AAA games.
Oh, no.
Why?
They're the worst company ever.
We're already paying for the games.
Yeah, so which are already insanely overpriced.
Imagine this. I'm going to be playing online, and the game is tied. We're going in the fourth quarter. It's 2 minutes to go, and then an advertisement
whopper,
pops up.
Whopper, whopper, whopper.
Like, and we're going to get back to the gameplay.
With EA Sports Premium, you can get more in the game entertainment.
Then you had to, yeah, I hope not.
I don't know, man.
Man, that's just unfortunate. That's sad. If that actually does happen, I was looking forward to buying this game. I might not buy College Football.
It's like Amazon Prime. We have Amazon Prime right at my house. They're showing ads on it now.
Yeah.
We literally pay for it. Why? Can't watch my Clarkson's Farm.
What?
Without ads what? Before it.
I don't even know what that is.
You know the Grand Tour?
Okay.
You know the car show, the Grand Tour? Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, yeah. I love Jeremy Clarkson. Yeah, yeah.
He has a farm now, and he has a show called Clarkson's Farm on Amazon Prime. I recommend it. It's hilarious.
Oh, he's priceless.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
But it's very sad at times, because, like, in this last season, like, all the baby pigs died.
Okay. All right. Moving on. We have 10 more minutes left. Rest in peace those pigs.
I'll just stick to Shameless and Shameless. Anyway, so, Across the Spider-Verse director Dave Callahan. Great name, by the way. It's not Callahan. Callahan. Like, that's amazing. Like, is set to write the next Godzilla and Kong movie after it did very well, or it's doing very well at the box office right now. So, we'll see how that goes, because Across the Spider-Verse was very good. Wait, is that the one that just came out? Yes, the third one is Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is coming out sometime next year.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yep.
But
those are great movies.
But writing the next Godzilla and Kong movie, we'll see how that goes. Twitch streamer Kai Sinat started playing Elden Ring on his stream.
Oh, man.
And that's, you know, widely regarded as one of the hardest modern games ever. It took him almost 20 hours and 250 deaths to beat the second boss and the second boss in the game. The second boss, 20 hours, 250 deaths. Like, that's insane. Okay, let's see. So 20 hours times 60, that's like 1,200 minutes. That means he died like every few minutes, like every like 6 or 7 minutes, I think. That could be not how math works, but you know, it's all good. But like, I'm not that bad at video games, and I would say I'm pretty bad.
Where'd my phone go?
Oh,
it's in my pocket.
But anyways, back to Apple. They're working on a deal to integrate ChatGPT into iOS 18, the next iPhone operating system.
Why?
Like they're approaching a deal with OpenAI, the people that make ChatGPT, to make it like to put make an in, like in a feature inside your iPhone, so it's not like you can change, like you have the option to have it or anything. Which, I mean, could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Sabrina Carpenter, who's a very big music artist in the world right now, in case you haven't heard of her, very big new artist, yes, more than anything. She recently just turned 25. And
her, she's in a new era now? Sorry.
Don't ever say that word on this show.
Era?
You understand? Yes. And you know why.
Why?
You know why.
You know.
Anyways, so, so it was her 25th birthday, and on her cake, she put a Leonardo DiCaprio meme, because, you know, the whole thing is, once you turn 25, Leonardo DiCaprio can't date you anymore, because he's, like, never dated a woman over 25. So, on her cake, she put this meme where it says, "No, don't turn 25. You're so sexy. Ah, ha, ha, ha." And it's got Leonardo DiCaprio on it. And I saw this, and I just saw the headline of Sabrina Carpenter's 25th birthday cake is a Leonardo DiCaprio meme. I'm like, what does that mean? And then I scroll, and I see it, and I, like I started bursting out laughing. I thought it was so funny. People looked at me in the bus line like I was crazy. You know, it was fine. It was great. Grand old time. The patient who had the first ever pig kidney transplant, who I think we talked about on this show.
I don't remember that. Maybe it was the day I wasn't here.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure we talked about it at some point. Yeah, he died. So,
R.I.P.
2 months after the fact. So, R.I.P. to him.
Don't get pig kidney transplants.
That's what I've always said. Anya Taylor-Joy, who is starring in Furiosa in a Mad Max saga. In that movie, she only has 30 lines of dialogue.
Oh.
Which, I mean, isn't terrible. I mean, John Wick's been doing that for 10 years, and it's worked perfectly.
How much screen time she get?
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same type of John Wick thing, you know? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you remember the "what color is the dress" controversy.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if you remember the "what color is the dress" controversy, but it was from like 10 years ago. The guy who like made that just confessed to strangling his wife. So, oopsies. That's not good. So, you know, next time you look at that meme or you see that somewhere
wife
on the
strangler.
Internet, wife strangler 3000, you know. You know what I mean? I don't know, man.
Lorelai, I'm not sure why you're laughing right now.
Yeah, I don't
what?
Either.
I have no idea why you're laughing.
Yeah, why are you laughing right now? Are you serious?
No, you just said wife strangler 3000.
I don't know. I just be saying things sometimes. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what's going on right now.
I'm flabbergasted.
Okay. So, Brad, or you, Landon Nelson. Big Nelly. Landon Nelson, Big Nelly.
Yes, sir.
So, you like cars, right?
I do love cars.
Do you like Formula One?
I do, perchance?
I like Formula One.
Well, do you?
Yeah,
my dad watches it. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I will watch sometimes.
Her dad and her are big Fernando Alonso fans.
My dad is. I don't really have a favorite.
But Brad Pitt's F1 movie.
Yep.
Has a $300 million budget. No, close the door.
Out,
Trey.
No, I have something about his movie.
What? Okay, what is it, Pookie Bear?
They were actually filming last year at the Austin GP, and
they filmed at the British Grand Prix too.
Yeah, they are filming at the actual F1 Grand Prix, so they're getting actual fans.
It's like when they filmed Days of Thunder.
It's going to be sick, and I'm excited for it to come out.
They did the same thing with Tom Cruise and Michael Rooker.
Yeah, it's going to be a good movie, I can tell you that.
It's going to be on Apple TV.
I know. Does anybody remember when it comes out?
I have no idea. Miles is probably getting to that.
Oh. Am I? I wasn't.
Okay, well.
Hold on, I can see. Brad Pitt F1 movie. No idea.
No, we have no idea. Okay.
It doesn't even have a name yet.
Just Brad Pitt F1 movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Should be. I mean, movie. From what I saw, like the pictures of the cars, it sounds like it's going to be a cool movie. Like, I'm excited because apparently they have two cars and one.
Yeah, I know part of the storyline. Part of the storyline is Brad Pitt, or he's playing a driver who was very successful, won multiple championships, won multiple races, and I don't know. I believe he's coming out of retirement, and I'm not 100% sure. He's going to a lower funded race team, and they're going to have to build from the bottom to the top in success. And he's going to coach a young driver as his teammate along the way.
Yeah,
which is kind of like a journeyman. I don't really know. I believe Brad Pitt's more of a journeyman more than the successful driver. But that's from the storyline. I believe I'm not sure if there's a trailer yet or not. But
it doesn't even have a name, so I'm assuming not. But so a couple more things. Steve Carell will not be in the new Office series because he said it's a new. I will be watching, but will not be showing up. It's just a new thing, and there's no reason for my character to show up in that. So, womp womp. But
who's all coming back?
Probably like no one. But GameStop stock soars after Roaring Kitty makes his return. And he was the guy that sparked the whole uprise in GameStop stocks a couple of years ago. So, yeah, now it's back. And it's probably going to drop insanely again. But, you know, it's all good. And then last but not least, OpenAI announced GPT-40 and it now can help you with interview preparation, do real-time translation, say happy birthday to you, and two GPT-40s can interact with each other and sing, and it also can tell dad jokes, do sarcasm, point and learn Spanish, and they were talking about putting adult content in there, which is very strange.
Oh.
But yeah, that's it. That's all the time we have on what could possibly be the final episode of the 411 for this year. Probably not. We'll see what happens on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening.
Indeed.
See you later, Indianapolis. Have a great day.
Next up, Upside Down from the Curious George movie.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.